Okay, welcome back. It's Tuesday and third hour, and we get to talk to David Oates, who is just back from his one-man 200-mile trek through the outback, fighting off kangaroos, all kinds of things. And he's back. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I did. It was a great trip. Loved being out there in the middle of nowhere, you know.
And you were not abducted by a UFO?
No, I was disappointed. I was looking out for them. I was going to say, here I am, but none came.
I suggested you do that, but I assume you didn't.
No, I didn't. No,
you've got to get out there, hold your arms up. Here I am. I'm ready. Get me out of here. You've got
to
ask.
Well, that would be a good thing to get me out of here, I tell you. Well, that's a crazy world out there, to say
it's
the least.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, it is.
And, now I notice that some of the big three on the alt news side of the ledger are now saying that we're winning, populism is winning, the global elite, they're going to lose. How on what planet? I'm not a defeatist, but I mean, seriously. Yeah. What the hell are they seeing that we aren't, that would indicate that we're winning? What are we winning?
They're just trying to sell us a line.
More we're snake oil. That's all it is.
We're not winning at all, mate. Well, the
I
people
know.
Aren't winning.
No, they aren't. The people, that this species is being reduced right now. And I don't take any delight in saying it. I'm not an I told you so kind of person. But they are removing lots and lots of people from this planet. They've got the needle now in nearly 7 billion arms.
Yeah,
I don't know how many total shots that they've given. And now they're rolling out a new booster here in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And it will not even be current with the most current variant. It's a joke. They're putting more crap in these things all the time to further compromise the health and destroy people.
Sanity.
That's what it is.
You know, I see clients who've got the vax getting sick. I see them die. I've lost, I don't know, more than 2 clients now, 3, 4 clients to cancer.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Eric and I have been making this point for a long time. This is an oncogenic bioweapon. It causes cancer among some of the 4 or 5 hallmark disastrous things it does to the human body. It will cause cancer. It'll proliferate all over the body. Prions in the brain, it'll do a lot of things. Destroys the blood, the major organs get attacked, etc. But this cancer thing, and we have been also projecting this, it's going to become enormous now. And the real awful side of it is that people go in feeling absolutely fine for the most part, and they're being told they have stage not 1, not 2, not 3, but stage 4 cancer, and they're dead in a week.
Yeah. It's we live in real bad times. We really do. I look at
these are the end times, David. These are the end. You know that.
Oh, I know. I hesitate to say that on the air because no one knows the day or the hour, allegedly. But
no,
it doesn't
we're
look good.
We're moving into the end times.
It certainly doesn't. Well, we've had enough reversals about that. Armageddon has come up 2 or 3 times now.
How many? Oh,
word,
yes.
Word
you
I,
know, if
word
I remember I, back, David, am I wrong? A couple of years ago, we were seeing reversals suggesting that we were going to encounter, whether they're from the collective unconscious or some of the people you were reversing knew, but we were headed toward this very kind of thing. I think had that several years
ago. I did a whole show on it, all the reversals saying this
I
type
remember.
Of thing. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, I wish more people listened to reverse speech. I tell you, it has so many answers for us. It really does. So the mental students and I, you know, we sit down because I've got 4 full-time students, so they train with me full-time. And we sit down sometimes, we just scratch our head at the information we are finding and the subject we are researching. And Wow, if people just knew. I'm going to write a whole book on the song next year, that just entitled "Reverse." Well, what Reverse Spirit has to say about the soul. That's at the deep level we're working at. Anyway, that's about book number five along. I've got about five books in front of it I have to write. I'm going to be very busy this next year or so.
It's all right. You're leaving a legacy for future generations, if there are future generations who can possibly avail themselves of reverse speech.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah. Okay, look, tonight I have two topics to present. Your choice, which one do you want to go first with? One is Karen Kingston, of course, who I have done reversals on, and I'm ready to present them today. And the other one is Eric Hecker, who I did some reversals on him last week, but I indicated I'd only done the first 10 minutes of the tape, and now I've done the remaining 30
minutes. I would suggest we start off with Kingston. This story, most of you understand what happened. This woman has been on the alt news forum, no matter which program, it's all one forum basically, for a couple of years now, talking about how she's an insider and a whistleblower and all that. Okay. Anyway, keep the long story short. She kind of flipped out. She ended up in Mexico babbling in a video about how Robert Malone was telling his CIA friends to hunt her down like an animal and kill her. I'm paraphrasing here, but I'm close. And that just went on for like 40 minutes. It was a very, very interesting tape because she looked frazzled and she kept saying, I know I don't look very good. Well, okay, that happened. And then she allegedly vanished. Her family filed a missing persons report in Mexico for her. And they showed the documentation of it. She disappeared for, I don't know, 8 or 9 days. And the next thing I know, she's back with another video, which I sent you. It's a short one. It's only 5 minutes or 6 minutes, in which she apologizes and asks for basically forgiveness, so to speak. And anyway, to make things all good again. But in that video, the apology video, if anything, she looked even more frazzled and worse than she did in the first one, in which she said she was being hunted down like an animal and was going to be dead soon. So we don't know what's going on. Now, the latest, apparently, here's the latest, David. Hold on. George Webb, who did some parody of her videos, has been a researcher, commentator for a long time, very good one, today, said that he was mounting a rescue party to go to try to save her in Mexico, and they're not what you'd call close buddies, so it was weird. And then she contacted him and said, "Listen, you got to stop with all the video stuff about me." I'm again paraphrasing. I didn't see it, but so it's still very much alive, and it's not going to go away soon. So let's proceed with that, if you would.
Okay. Well, look. Okay. The second video I was unable to download. I tried 3 or 4 times, the 5-minute one. I'll keep on trying after the show. But the first video, no problems. The link you sent me worked perfectly. And the audio quality wasn't the greatest on the video, but I think it's okay. So here's the first one.
Boy, it was good on that. It's good when the one I sent you was fine. I hope it's good.
We'll see.
It was a security firm I hired. That's the owner's name, Ernest Luke. He used to work for the FBI, and he told me he worked for Obama and Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State at the Pentagon.
Okay. Our model marks from guilty. Now I pay the proceed. Okay, I know what it means.
One more time. I think I got it too. One more time.
Okay. Our model marks from guilty. Now I pay the proceed.
Our model mark from guilty. Okay?
Yes. Now I pay the proceed. So I'll play
now
it.
I pay the price. Yeah, okay.
Exactly right. Yeah, you got it. She's revealing the guilty. She's okay. Well, that's what it means. I'm paying the price now because of what I revealed. That's basically what the reversal means. Okay, so here we go. That's all there.
Our model marks the what, David? Again, I'm sorry. Our model marks
guilty,
the what?
Guilty. G-U-I-L-T-Y.
Okay, I got it. All right. Yeah, it's all there. All right.
Yeah, it's all there. Yeah, it's a cryptic reference, which reverse speech sometimes gets. She's just basically means she's paying the price for revealing the guilt of people involved with the vaccine.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so next one. Here we go.
When I was staying with my mother with security, I got a message from a friend from Florida saying I wasn't safe there either. And I believe that was true. So,
worst sluts, but you've done it.
Well, we could translate that into kind of a just she's sitting there thinking, and there are worse sluts than you, but you've done it. You went ahead and said it. It's out there.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, you've got it. You've been doing this stuff for a while, haven't you, Jeff? Okay, next one.
Why am I on the hit list? Well, when I spoke with Ernest Luke, he had told me that I am on a list, that my messaging is wrong, specifically.
Okay, look, Jeff's got an issue. My Jeff's got an issue with one word in this reversal. I've got it documented as an evil fate, new sinner. But Jeff is hearing the word new as blue, B-L-U-E. He's not sure whether it's new or blue. Anyway, an evil fate, new sinner.
An evil fate, new sinner.
Oh, it is blue.
It is blue.
Sinner. Oh, well, she's feeling pretty blue, pretty down, I guess.
That's state of mind.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly right. That goes to state of mind. Yep, exactly right. Okay.
Okay, so again, just repeat it one more time. You don't have to play it. Just say what she said because it is all there.
Yeah, an evil fate, blue sinner. Look, so far, she's telling the truth. Her reversals are matching up with the story, okay?
Got it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So next one.
Confess that mRNA injections are the gateway into transhumanism. So what is transhumanism?
Boss enemies smashed. Well, hang on. Woo, gee, that's as faint as anything. Yeah, let me
give us the English again, David, and go slowly, please.
Yeah. Boss, B-O-S-S, enemies smashed. Boss, enemies smashed.
Boss enemies smashed.
Very hard to hear that. That's very faint. That's
I hear it. I got it. I want to validate that from my chair here. I do hear boss is in there. It's weak. It's low, but it's there. Boss enemies smashed.
Well, that's what she's done in going public with her information, basically.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next one. Here we go.
Mickey Willis called me, basically asking me to not criticize.
I see the conning. Yeah, she sees the scam we're pulling.
It's there. No, she's aware of the conning going on. Yes.
She's
you noticed how frazzled she is and nervous jumping around. But that doesn't mean she's not revealing. It's more than her truth. There are bigger truths here that she's revealing. She's coming across very, very well so far.
Oh, yeah.
Even the comment. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go.
No, I was just simply saying all the reversals are congruent. They're validating her story, and they're showing her state of mind. Even the blue you know, what Blue Sinner,
Am I blue? Yeah. The comment she made about sluts, would you revisit that one just verbal? Tell me what she said again.
Worst sluts, but you've done it. In other words, the people she's exposing, there's a slut. Okay, that's how I interpret the reversal. Or there's worse.
Or she could be self-deprecating. There are worse sluts than I am, but I've done it. I mean, there it is.
That's true. Yeah, could be that too. Yeah, but either way, it's a congruent reversal. I mean, it's one thing we're looking for when we're deciding truth and error,
right,
is do the reversals match up to the forwards? Okay, is there congruity, and are they reflecting what she's saying forward? And if they are, if there's congruity, then she's telling the truth. If there's incongruity, then she's not with anyone, basically.
She's coming across better than I thought. Okay, yeah. So this woman. Right now, at this point, I would say that she was definitely afraid. She's telling the truth. She believes what she's saying. I can't confirm whether Malone did anything or didn't. I don't know. But she believes it, at least at the time she made this video. She certainly did. That's what reverse speech is saying.
That's right, yeah. And then we've got, I don't know what this one means. It's just a couple of words, but let's play it.
Got another aerosol, you know, my room has some aerosol stuff in it, and I got, you know, brain fog, and I started swelling up and stuff.
Burning up?
Burning up.
Oh, yeah.
Burning up.
Right.
Burning up.
Yeah, she's talking about being sick. Burning up. Totally congruent.
Well, I can tell you what the I think the larger statement is that she claims to have been poisoned several times. That's what she's talking about. Maybe there was an aerosol in her room that was toxic, and burning up means she was sick from something.
She was sick. Now we come to the next reversal. Hold that thought. Here's the next one.
Biotechnology is technology that mimics biology. And keep in mind, Dr. Malone also has said on several interviews he's working on really cool stuff like nanorobots and things like that.
Killer microbes.
Killer microbes.
Ooh. Look, it's there. It's a bit weak, okay? But where the microbes...
No, killer microbes is there. It's there. Sure, it's there.
Yeah. Microbes in an aerosol can? Who knows?
Now, but she's forward speaking about somebody doing this. And I don't... If you play the forwards again, we might be able to figure it out. Let's see.
Okay, so let me just open it up again. Here we go.
Biotechnology is technology that mimics biology. And keep in mind, Dr. Malone also has said on several interviews he's working on really cool stuff like nanorobots and things like that.
Oh, wow. Oh, gee. That forward fits in very well.
Wow. Yeah, she's talking about somebody. I can't get the name, David, but she is confirming from her subconscious that person is working on killer microbes, among other things. So I don't know who it was. I couldn't make it out. But, again, another congruent reversal. Totally.
Exactly right. Next one. I have no idea what this means. I almost wasn't going to play it, but I'll play it. Here we go. I have no idea what it means.
500 million, I believe, by 2030 or something like that. And then I think Elon Musk said it's going to be down to 1.5 billion by 2027. And humans are going to be replaced with humanoids.
You're safe when we murdered La Nina.
You see it when you murdered La Nina. You see it when you murdered La Nina.
You see it when you murdered La Nina. La Nina, of course, the weather pattern.
first words, David, first words.
You're safe, S-A-F-E. You're safe when we murdered La Nina.
Be replaced with humanoids.
I'd suggest possibly it's she's safe.
You know what? I actually heard an SH playing it that time.
Yes.
Let's play it again.
Humanoids.
Yeah, it is she's. Yeah, you know, I heard that on the second playthrough. She's safe.
She's safe when we murdered La Nina.
No idea what that means. Don't know. No idea. No idea. Anyway.
Talking about weather control somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. Okay, here's one that Jeff hears a little bit differently than I do. So let's just play it.
Because the weapon for the World Health Organization is vaccines, what they're calling vaccines. So if we seize their weapons, we don't need to be afraid for the next attack.
Okay, I've got this documented as I suspended the fear. But Jeff hears ARX extended the fear. So it's either I suspended the fear or ARX extended the fear. So either way, let's play it.
ARX suspended the fear.
Oh.
ARX suspended the fear. ARX suspended the fear.
I hear it.
Sounds like ARC.
Yeah, it is. Just correct. Yeah, I hear it just way. ARX extended the fear. Let's listen to the forwards again. I thought I knew what it meant, but now I don't. Let's listen to the forwards.
Because the weapon for the World Health Organization is vaccines, what they're calling vaccines. Ah. So if we seize their weapons, right, we don't need to be afraid for the next attack.
Okay, the ARX is the vaccine. They're the carriers. Yeah, okay. The ARX extended the fear. Yeah, they've just spread fear in society, basically, with the and I think they want to do it again, too. So,
oh, they're all set up for it. They've already. While you've been away, the mice have been at play. They're getting ready to. They're already rolling out their initial wave of new fear porn, trying to get people ready for another lockdown and mask mandate. They're talking about doing the same thing. And it's coincidentally time to match up with the release of the new bivalent booster shot, which is coming out in about 3-4 weeks. So we'll see. Keep your eye on the news, everyone, the news, and see how they play this. See if they keep beating the fear porn drum. They probably will. So that's interesting. Go right ahead, David. These are very helpful.
Yeah, we'll go right through the break because I've still got a few to do yet. Oh, actually, Karen Kinks have only got 3 more to do. But anyway, here we go.
Rental, I forgive you. I know that you were threatened. And people say, well, what, Karen, you know, why are you still doing this? And this may be the last time you guys ever see me, honest.
White knight, I'll always lead it.
White knight, I'll always lead it.
White knight, I'll always lead it.
How interesting. She's on a crusade, Jeff. Well, she's the white knight, and she's going to stay on the road. Wow. This woman's impressive. Yeah. Okay.
She was very shook up during that video, and so far I'd say we're on 100% congruity, and she does have an opinion of herself that suggests that she is a Paul Revere heroic whistleblower, white knight type, and she's going to keep trying.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
Now remember that for all you newcomers, that is her subconscious mind speaking. That's what she really thinks in her heart of hearts, so to speak.
Okay, next one. She's talking about some of her food being poisoned, or suspects, I think.
Right.
Again, my room gets sprayed, my water gets contaminated, my food does as well. So, I don't know, Mickey Willis, if you're listening, Steve Kirsch.
Is this a Simply Serve pizza?
Sure pizza.
Sure pizza. Sure pizza.
So, I don't know, maybe she gets pizza delivered. Funny one. And last reversal, here we go.
You know, I want you guys to know I'm very healthy. I'm a great swimmer, and I'm not suicidal. I'm here fighting for you and for the future of humanity.
Media are freaking that.
Media freaking that.
Media freaking that. Media freaking that.
Oh, the media spreading fear, freaking people out, you know. All right, so there's Karen Kingston, a truthful woman. She's on a crusade. She is worried. She is concerned. her reversals for supporting her story. So, yeah, good guy, good girl. There we go. That's my conclusion. Okay.
All right. Well, that's very helpful to see what reverse speech brings forward, and I'm glad you did that. Thank you for doing that. We must do her apology now for next week. It's short.
I will try and get that downloaded.
I'm curious if she was leaned upon to issue the apology. I knew her family wanted her to probably do it. I don't know them, but that'll be interesting. So she's apparently not imagining that she's going to go away. She's going to continue trying to do what she's doing, at least hopefully.
Yep.
That was her
yep.
hope at the time she made this. This is the original video where she's yep. asking Bob Malone to talk to his CIA deep state buddies to call off the dogs and not hunt yep. her down like an animal, as she said. Now, she did yep. mention RFK several times. Were there any reversals? Did you get to the point where she did talk about RFK in there?
Well, I did the whole tape. Yes, she did talk about it, but there was no reversals on that section. No.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Yeah. All right. Very good. All right. Well, thank you for that. All right, we'll get next week.
Right.
We'll wrap up this and keep you posted
indeed.
With what she said reversal-wise in her apology. That'll be very helpful
yep.
as well.
And sorry you had a poor presentation on that one last week. I was really flying in the dark on that, you know.
So, no, it's okay. What we found out, though, is that she was credible. That wasn't an acting job. That was really somebody who was afraid and shaken up badly and didn't know what to do. That's what we get.
Yep. All right, let's move on to Eric Hecker. He's an interesting chap. I didn't do the reversals on this originally. It was done by Catherine, one of my mentor students. And so when I was on my trip, she gave me the reversals. I had a look for him. Okay, all right, I'll play him. Had no idea who this guy was. And that was it. You know, I really hadn't planned it. Well, I said I was going to do the rest of it. I didn't know I was going to do it or not. But anyway, he comes into my Facebook page after your show. Oh God, abusing and carrying on and just absolutely freaking out. And I'm going, what the hell is going on here?
What was he bitching about?
I really a little bit unsure. Reverse speech is a scam, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He was attacking my work and my 40 years and saying mm-hmm. Use reverse speech as a weapon to bully people mm-hmm. or beat people up or whatever. I don't mm-hmm. know. He just was carrying on. I finally banned him.
Was this after one of our programs?
Yeah, this was after one of our programs. Yeah.
Okay.
But I was quite surprised. You know, I thought, gee, I didn't give this guy a bad rap. Why is he so upset? So anyway.
Right.
Anyway, it piqued my interest. You know, kind of got my attention. Thought, okay, well, let's go and finish this tape. So I actually went and did the whole tape again. Okay, so let's play you some of these reversals, and you can see
where did this tape come from, and under what circumstances was it made? I don't
this
understand.
This is an interview he did on a radio program. It was a video interview. Talking okay. about his time in Antarctica, and he sees himself as a whistleblower.
The guy that went down there and was involved as a plumber and a maintenance guy.
That's right. You got the guy.
All right.
And he's talking about, you know, they got Miso Silos there. Oh no, he's a creation. Some had a circuit breaker being on to an ELF transmitter, and it was just basically revealing alleged secrets about Antarctica.
Got it. I remember.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so let's just let the reversals – I won't tell you what I found out. I'll let the reversals gradually paint the picture, okay? So here's the first one. Now, this is on an interview that – this is not the main interview. This is another one he did talking to a camera.
Mm-hmm.
To be an industrial firefighter. It was part of the program. They sent me to the training.
Work with ops.
Okay. So all right, he's being trained before he That's goes right. down there to be an industrial grade firefighter to work with ops That's down right. there, operations that are going on there. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, totally congruent reversal. Okay. All right. Next one. Here we go.
Foray of directed energy weapons. What is that?
I was talking about directed energy weapons. Hang on. Let's play that again.
Foray of directed energy weapons. What is that? The ability to, let's just say, throw your voice into your head or my voice into my head.
Oh, that's right. He's talking about, he talks a lot about this in the interview, about how they got technology where they can speak and you can hear your voice in their head. It's some top secret thing. I'm not sure.
Well, it used to be called voice-to-skull technology, but it's obviously okay. moved beyond that. But the theory is well understood. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. Your face is shill.
Your face is shill. Your face is shill. Your face is shill.
Okay, shill. Well, that's interesting. He certainly acted like a shill when he came into my Facebook page. No. All right, next one.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I wonder if is he alluding to his time down there?
I think. Well, see, I'm going to give it away if I tell you too much.
Okay.
I think.
No, don't. That's all right. Hold off. Let's just carry on. You're good.
Okay, so here we go.
Another Sean in your head that now is actually somebody else's control, and through the manipulation of that voice, they can now push you, just like we have, you know, the cell phones are weaponized now.
And the power's no force of any value. And the power's no force of any value.
And the power's no force of any value.
And the power's no force of any value. And the power's no force of any value.
You hear that?
Yeah.
So what he's basically saying is that this isn't as powerful as he is saying it is. It's no force of any value. It's not at this current stage going to cause a significant problem, which is contradicting what he's saying forwards. Does that make sense?
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Next one.
All right.
Social media platforms, and they can engage with an algorithm, and they know that they can push you in a direction by repetitive information being displayed in front of you, similar to the tachistoscope in grammar school, that they can learn your system.
Hoax American deployed.
Hoax American deployed.
Hoax American deployed. Hoax American deployed.
Okay, so the question is, who's perpetuating the hoax? Is this a hoax that the authorities have put on America? Or is this a hoax that he's presenting to America and he's being deployed to do that? It's unsure. But here, let's play the forwards again, see if we can work this out.
Social media platforms, and they can engage with an algorithm, and they know that they can push you in a direction by repetitive information being displayed in front of you, similar to the tachistoscope in grammar school, that they can learn your system.
See, the thing is, I actually believe the government's got these technologies, you know, thought to scale. I have no problem believing that, okay? But yet, and what he's saying here, I have no problem believing it, but hoax American deployed implies the whole thing's a scam.
Hoax American deployed. Hoax American deployed. Hoax American deployed.
So we got two words, hoax period,
yep.
American hyphen deployed. Hoax
Correct.
American hyphen deployed. That's an odd statement.
It is an odd statement. Yes, it is indeed. And it gets odder as we go on. All right, next one. Here we go.
How are you finding all of this out?
Years of research. The McDonald's Corporation just had an ad come out a few months ago.
And the shill brokes an argument.
Didn't she broke an argument? Didn't she broke an argument? Didn't she broke an argument?
So that's twice he's referred
How
to.
How are you finding all
that's twice now he used the word shill. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What does a shill do? Yeah. Come in, spread disinformation, cause arguments, create chaos. Okay.
Yeah.
So there we go. All right. Next one.
And he was also previously contracted by Raytheon Polar Services as a cook to work on a cat train that went across the ice. And he said the express purpose for him, I should say, for that team working for Raytheon was they were searching for missile site locations.
He may actually be telling the truth. He may actually be saying the truth on this one. He says backwards, help see the scene, CIA talk, I know it.
See the scene, CIA talk, I know it.
Oh, sorry, I missed the beginning of it. Help see the scene, CIA talk, I know it.
Searching for missile site locations. Help see the scene, CIA talk, I know it.
Help see the scene, CIA talk, I know it. Help see the scene, CIA talk, I know it.
Quite a clear reversal.
CIA talk in a...
CIA talk, I know it. In other words, I know...
I know it. Okay, right. CIA talk, I know it. Could you play that again, please? Backwards. Sure.
Okay, he's talking about people sighting, looking for missile sites, okay, that in the Antarctica. He's talking
about... We're searching for missile site locations.
Okay. So what are we going to hear again? Just make sure everybody's on board here. CIA talk.
Yeah, it's two sentences. First sentence, help see the scene, S-C-E-N-E, first sentence. Second sentence, CIA talk, comma, I know it.
Help see the scene, CIA talk, I know it.
Help see the scene, CIA talk, I know it. Help see the scene, CIA talk, I know it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Is he a shill? Does he have valid information? I'll start to get to my conclusion now. We got both here. We've got both valid information, and we've also got just straight out scams. We've got both, which is the classic operation of a shill, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay. So he's not coming. He's not coming across as a knight in shining armor here. This is duplicitous. This is duplicitous. It's fragmented.
Correct.
It does sound like disinformation. He's obfuscating. Exactly. And this is coming from his subconscious. And I'm wondering, David, if part of his assignment down there, I know he's listening, but I don't know. I'm just guessing here. Was he potentially mind-programmed to fill a certain role down there? Is that what's causing this conflict at his subconscious level?
I didn't find any reversals that would indicate that. It doesn't mean didn't happen.
This is a strange one. I mean, it's not crystal clear at all. I mean, the reversals are, but what is the motivation? I'm not able to peg that yet.
Well, we haven't played all the reversals yet, so let's see what we've got. Next one.
How do you get to Arrow?
Yeah.
It's within walking distance of the elevated station.
It's their lie wasn't sin.
It's their lie wasn't sin.
It's their lie wasn't sin. It's their lie wasn't sin.
In other words, it's a cover story. It's a lie.
It's their lie. It wasn't seen.
Oh, seen. Oh, hang on. Let's play it again.
It's their lie wasn't sin.
It's their lie wasn't sin. It's their lie wasn't sin.
I think he clipped it at the end. Yeah. There might be an end there. I don't know.
No, I think it is seen. At least their lie wasn't seen. Okay, well, that's a congruent reversal, okay?
Yeah,
Now we have CIA again.
They call this a traverse, that they have since increased traverse activity to drag large fuel bladders across the ice to resupply the fuel that way.
CIA talk.
CIA talk.
CIA talk. CIA talk.
So we've got CIA twice, we've got shill twice, we've got valid information, and we've got invalid information. Okay?
CIA talk. It's just CIA chatter. Talk.
Correct. Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got this one.
I could exit the library, and we had large ceiling-to-floor south-facing windows. And on a sunny day when I exited the library...
I think he's on a different topic now. He's talking about Stargate. He's remembering back to his past. I'm unsure, actually. It's a different topic. You see a fuss.
You see a fuss.
You see a fuss. You see a fuss.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Next one.
And it would wear off relatively rapidly, so I had to try to be expedient in exiting to gain the effect, which, as a child, I thought was cool.
What about the hoax worth it?
Hoax worth it. Hoax worth it. Hoax worth it.
There we have hoax. We've got shill mm-hmm. three times. We've got CIA mm-hmm. twice. Mm-hmm. Now we've got a hoax. And we've got, okay, now we've got two more reversals to go, and then we're done.
But there would be four answers in each quadrant, and you would look at a quadrant, and it would read what you were looking at and register the answer.
You ruin it?
Me ruin it.
Me ruin it. Me ruin it.
Whatever he's talking about, he wasn't cooperating and messed it all up. And then the last reversal is a metaphor.
And I remember just being blown away as a kid. Like, how I was just so focused on, how does this machine do that? How is it possible?
Our sick wolf forces it.
Our sick wolf forces it.
Our sick wolf forces it. Our sick wolf forces it.
Wolf is motivation, drive, strength. Our sick wolf forces it. Oh, it taps into our inner processes. I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
Can you try anyway, this out, David?
Sure.
Our sick work. There's a K in there. Our sick work forces it.
Okay.
Our sick work forces it.
Our sick work forces it.
Well, I'm still here.
You still hear an F?
Yes. Yeah, I still hear an F.
Okay, I hear the F too. That's I heard it more clearly that time. So our sick wolf forces. There's your metaphor. All right.
Hey, Jeff, well, have you noticed that we agreed on practically every reversal I played today? I should take Dway 2 weeks off more often, shouldn't I?
I think you deserve a raise.
I think I do. That was great.
No, this is okay, all right. So I want to hear what you have to say about this fellow, because I'll let me just say this is a preface. This guy is very complex. Whatever he's up to, he's not simple industrial firefighter. There's a lot of stuff going on in his head and his subconscious.
I totally agree with that. There's a lot more to this guy than what meets the eye. He's not on the up and up at all. He's acting like a shill, creating arguments, which he did in my Facebook page. But he's a shill. He's spreading disinformation. Some of his information is valid. Some of it isn't, which is a classic shill. I don't know what else to say. I'm just quoting his own reversal. I wouldn't trust anything he has to say, quite frankly. So,
and he didn't really, not that I heard, he didn't really reveal anything of any great consequence. He just, the more he talked, the more convoluted and obfuscated everything got.
Right. In point of fact, most of the stuff that he talked about, you can find on a Google search on the internet. It's all, none of it's what
it's
I would
there.
Call
sure.
top secret.
It's there.
It's just, and he did say, to his credit, that he's done his research. Someone said, how do you find out all this stuff? And he said, research. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know. I don't know what his motives are.
Well, he's supposed to be a whistleblower, okay? Right? That's what he's being billed at.
I believe
but
so.
This man is very, very conflicted inside. Is that the right word? He's conflicted.
Yeah,
whatever. There's not a straight and narrow path here. It's kind of like a shotgun thing. There's several different things going on here. And it is rather suspicious, to say the least.
Yeah. Not like Karen Kingston. Karen Kingston's straightforward. I mean, her reversals and her fours totally match up. Totally congruent, okay? We even got an insight in with her emotional state. But with this guy, totally different. He's all over the place in reverse. He's conflicted, like you say. I believe he's a shill. He's perpetuating a hoax for whatever reasons of his own, and he's trying to sound like he knows a whole lot more than he really does. Oh, maybe.
Well, I'm
he
not
does,
saying actually. He is, but if he were a CIA asset and was instructed or given a task to do this kind of whistleblowing, that's the kind of conflict I'd expect to hear from his subconscious. Yeah.
I wasn't willing to say that about the CIA asset, but I find it suspicious that the word CIA comes up on his reversals twice, along with shill twice.
Right,
so,
right. That is
there you go.
Very interesting.
It
very
is
interesting.
Interesting. Anyway, I don't plan to do any more work on this guy. I've done enough. So,
well, I don't think there's any big win here.
No, there's...
What are we confirming? Not much.
Not much at all.
Not much.
Nope.
No. So, well, we'll see if he jumps on your case again. We'll find out.
Like it's the first time it's ever happened to me. I'm so shocked. Gee whiz, I've never had anyone.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you are. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's so much going on down in Antarctica. There obviously is a treasure trove of phenomenal material. Technology, old technology, discoveries that have been made. Remember, 95%+ more of the land now in Antarctica is a no-fly zone. You can't fly down there. It's all shut down. There's a reason for that.
Wow.
There are lots of reasons for it, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to know what's going on down there. Big mystery. Who would I reverse to find out what's really going on down in Antarctica? So you'd have to get someone
well,
high up.
Well, I tell you, Linda Moulton Howe has interviewed several people who have allegedly been down there and have stepped up and told her the truth. And I would go look on her website or contact her and ask her who it might be that you can reverse. Their interviews. In fact, I'll look into it a little bit myself. But there have been other people.
Yeah, I'm curious to know what's going on down there.
Yeah.
Especially if there's an active ELF installation down there. I want to know what they do, which is what Eric Hecker claims. There's an active ELF installation down there. I'd like to know what that's doing down there.
Like a HARP setup of some kind.
The thing with that.
Is you'd need a big power source. And that would suggest that there might be a big power source down there, like a nuclear reactor down there, cranking out power.
Eric Hecker hints at that. I think he uses the date 1957 something about a nuclear station.
Okay. Well, that was the year, I believe, might have been 58, that allegedly there was a nuclear bomb dropped on an area of the Antarctic down there. And it was supposedly designed to destroy somebody's underground facilities, like Germans from World War II. This is 1957, 58. And that I mentioned, I think, before. I don't have the answer, but I've seen the picture. I have the picture. It's a strange cloud in the sky. It doesn't look like a normal cloud formation, and it's allegedly that of a nuclear blast that was dropped to destroy something underground. That's the story.
Once again, I have no problem believing our government, whoever is in charge is capable of anything. I have no problem believing that.
I concur.
Yeah. So who do you want me to reverse next week, Jeff?
It's so messy out there. Trump is just indicted again, and he's making statements. You might want to look into some Trump on the indictments, what he's saying.
Because it does seem that
he's being set up to be annihilated and will not be able to effectively run in the election. Go ahead.
I don't see how he can survive all of this. I just honestly don't see how he can.
No, I agree. I don't either. So I'm still believing that RFK Jr. is being groomed and set up and positioned to be installed in the White House. You're going to get rid of the Biden and the Kamala Harris thing in one swoop and put in RFK. It'll be interesting to see who he announces as his vice presidential running mate. That may make a big difference. But I think you're going to see RFK in there. I still do. I've been saying this since last March.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, his reversals are certainly good. I'll do some R&D too. Yeah, we'll have a political fest next show. I'll do some Trump and some RFK for you.
Okay, good. Thank you, David, very much. And we'll get that Kingston thing, too.
Good on you.
All right.
Okay,
you, okay, all good right. Night.
Okay, good night.
David Oates, and you know, it's right there. The reversals are what they are, and it's always fascinating. Always fascinating. I do think that the guy Eric, whatever his name is, was clearly working from a couple of different agendas when he was speaking. I couldn't identify them, but that was a conflicted person. Okay, just my opinion. We will be back tomorrow night, Wednesday already. Take care of yourselves, and there is still a little bit of time left to somehow try to prepare. If you've got a family, you must do something. Okay, thanks for being here. You all matter, and you're appreciated, and we will talk tomorrow night.